Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, that dumb baseball rule, plus Donnie Baker and Floyd calls in. Also, no more snow days. Right after this classic comedy moment.
Anyway, called Dr. Kevorkian the other day, wasn't home, got his machine.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the... Now, we are almost polishing off the famous sportscast.
How about this?
Okay.
Imagine a baseball team getting no hits and no walks an entire game and still managing to win. It happened last night in Tampa, Florida. The Clearwater Threshers beat a New York Yankees minor league club. The game scoreless through its scheduled 7 innings. Then under new rules that stick a runner at second base to start extra innings.
Really?
Fake. Hate. Wrong.
What? Minor league baseball. They're trying to speed up the game, Tom.
That can be the only reason.
They can implement it into the major leagues. The Threshers were able to win after the runner stationed on second moved to third and on air. He scored two batters later on a ground out. Worried about having to sit through something like that on the major league level? Well, relax.
Fake.
The extra innings rule is part of Major League Baseball's effort to speed up games. Commissioner Rob Manfred.
Manfred?
Secretary Tom Terrific says it's unlikely to be used in the majors ever. So well, I don't know why the minor leagues have to suffer through it. Why don't you just keep playing?
What is it? What's next? T-ball? Well, after 7 innings, we're going to do a home run derby, except they have to all bet lefty. What a stupid thing to do.
Like the 10th inning, they brought the tee
out.
Yes.
And let Bryce Harper swat it off the tee.
So, Jake, this was in the 8th inning they implement this? So they go 7 scoreless innings.
Scheduled 7 innings, right? And then under new rules, they put a runner at second base.
In minor league baseball, do they only play 7?
I wasn't aware of that either. I thought it was 9.
What's next at the Masters? Well,
this might be like A or double A.
It's gotcha. Tied, it's tied after the final hole. Under new Masters rules, we're going to do frisbee golf.
Please, it's frolf. Okay?
Check one of the PGA Championship. Oh.
Coming up tomorrow. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Donnie.
That's the most unchristian thing I've ever heard was that new minor league rule.
I thought you'd be upset by it. I know.
I swear to God, it's just dumb, and I think it's ignorant. And if it is the commissioner's ideal, it's like, you know, that gap tooth dick. It's like Madonna's running. They both got that big gap in their face, just like Manfred's and Madonna's. It's probably her ideal.
No idea.
We should all be protesting. Okay, yeah. But, man, that's what I was calling you guys today, talking about, everybody's talking about it. It's even on CNN's. You're talking about guys with beards and guys trimming their beards. Women are getting worse. Have you heard of the new trend for girls?
No.
Vaginal rejuvenation.
Some organization said it's dangerous and not you shouldn't do it, ladies.
Well, everybody's talking about it, and it's so bad now, Tom. Even my stepmom fella, she switched from Virginia Slims to Mavericks just to help save up money for it.
Oh gosh!
I swear to God, you women are acting like it's World War II again, Christy. I bet your loose lips are going to personally be responsible for sinking our ships. Good God.
Loose lips.
You ladies need to lighten up and start loving yourselves. I mean, so what if it's wrinkled and looks like you're smuggling a Shar-Pei puppy in your panties? We don't care. It can be as beat up as Pete Rose's old catcher's mitt. We're still going to play ball and try sliding head first into home plate without adding a runner and extra innings.
Right,
guys. The only positions he really didn't play.
Right.
You don't see us men doing this. I mean, my Uncle Sonny, though, I will admit, that's Sonny with an O, he tried one time, man, he tried steaming the wrinkles out of his scrotum with a rented rug doctor, and it didn't work. Just left his sack with third-degree burns.
Oh.
And on top of that, he lost his deposit because he didn't clean all the pubes out of the nozzle.
Rug doctor.
Found that agreement. They mean business. And women, you need to learn to love yourselves and your vaginas. Just like at Billy Joe's Shaver song. We love you just the way you are.
That's a Billy Joel song. Billy Joe Shaver is a famous country artist.
Tom, I'm trying to keep this show clean, okay?
Yeah.
Don't mention shavers or country anything right now.
Good point, sir.
Just remember, ladies, we don't care what the entrance to the baby cave looks like.
Really?
And we're just happy you're letting us go spelunking anywhere at all. Yeah. Swear to God. I think that's where they got the idea for that, because stalactites tats are always dripping.
Oh.
Thanks.
Did he just hang up?
I think he did.
Yeah, he had to go.
He didn't even say goodbye.
No, he did say he had to go.
Did he say he got to go?
Yeah. But he's right, though. Ladies, you're fine the way you are. You don't have to. Is this a Kardashian thing? Where did this stupid thing come from?
Oh, it's been around before them.
I first heard of it on Real Housewives. But
of course.
I'm sure it's been around, but that's where I heard about it.
Okay, well, you're fine, ladies.
But, I mean, in some instances, like most things, I think it's a good thing that we have that option.
Yes, of course.
I'm sure
if you've got a nose
the size of a banana, sure, there's a place for plastic surgery.
Well, I'm sure there are some women who are very self-confident. Yeah.
You can't wear shorts because
right,
of it.
Yeah.
Really? That's how we're going to go. Okay.
Yes.
Can't ride a roller coaster because of the sound of me. Right. Okay. Now I'm sorry I brought it up. Did I even bring
it up? If your labia are so long and it looks like you stepped in gum, this is a good idea.
I'm not going to mention Steakums. We're going to go
back.
Well,
here we go with the insecurity portion of our program.
No, it's just for women, especially discomfort.
They're... Sure. And I'm sure there is some discomfort.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, how about this story from Simsbury, Connecticut?
Yes.
A mascot that helped end a wedding last month, the Siberian Husky that serves as mascot for the University of Connecticut.
Aww.
Huskies was pressed into service as the assistant ring bearer for two Connecticut alumni. The mascot, Jonathan the 14th, carried the ring box on his collar as he walked up the aisle. Daniel and Holly Bronco even included the Husky's mascot in some of the official photos.
Aww,
that's sweet.
That's nice.
Hey, speaking of dogs, we had a weird dog story yesterday.
Do you surfing dogs.
Police in Switzerland asking people to buy shoes for their dogs.
Oh, because of the heat.
The Zurich police have launched the hot dog campaign in an effort to educate pet owners on protecting their dog's paws from hot pavement.
Thank you, Tom, for telling me it was the heat. I didn't want Christy to tell me.
Well, you were doing the surfing story. I didn't want it. I was trying to keep
I
this story
it was.
Straight. Well, it wasn't, so I'm trying to clarify.
Authorities recommended that owners check the temperature of the ground by placing the back of their hand against the pavement for 5 seconds. If it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for your dogs.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be 5 seconds. If it's burning at
yes.
two, you can go ahead and lift your hand up.
Thanks for the clarification.
And it doesn't have to be just Switzerland.
Well, I think it's official. He hates all of us.
It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't have to be in Switzerland.
Right.
You
That's
should check the pavement.
An important story.
Yes.
Now, we were trying to figure out what
I carry
kind of
my
shoes.
Puppies around on pillows at all times.
Your dogs are pretty big.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You have body pillows?
Have you been for a walk and had the person, you know, pushing the stroller and you get up next to them and there's a dog in it?
Then you go, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a sane person. And then you walk away.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's one ugly baby.
No, you expect,
oh,
you know.
Right, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I just saw this and it was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Nope. You're dealing with a lunatic when you come across one of those people.
That stroller is for a human baby.
It's okay. Now,
some of the dogs are too little to walk a lot.
No, if you have to get shoes for your dog, though.
They'd be too big to walk.
We came up with a couple ideas yesterday to name the shoes. I believe, Josh, you had Rebarks. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Barkenstocks.
Right.
Someone suggested shoes for dogs would be Airedales.
Nike Airedales.
I like that very much. Someone wrote me a note saying perhaps... Hush puppies.
Well, Ace,
Ace
came up with
that
too. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The
Ace?
Hush puppies.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, well, that explains why he's not saying it today. He'll give it to us in 10 days.
But the problem
is. Just belt out hush puppies.
I don't think we really attacked this, though. If I were to put shoes on my dogs.
Yeah.
I believe it would be about 2.5 seconds before they became chew toys.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I said this when I first got this Australian Shepherd. I think they should make it a part of being trained as a Navy SEAL. If you can put eye drops into an Australian Shepherd's eyes, you get to be a Navy SEAL. I can't imagine trying to put shoes
yeah.
on my Australia or my Golden. They wouldn't like it, Tom.
Yeah, so I don't know how they would work, but apparently it's an important thing if the ground is real hot. So again, maybe find a nice some nice grass for your dogs to walk on. Be my suggestion. Carry the dog over to the grass, and then oh,
that's right. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, Floyd. Hey, Floyd.
Have enjoyed your Navy SEAL program.
Oh, good.
Well, we just mentioned them in passing.
It's amazing what they can do when they put the minds to it, you know.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Last I heard, you got to enjoy the fantastic experience of Tudor's Biscuit World.
I sure did, in West Virginia.
Tudor's Biscuit yeah. World, yeah, Josh was there.
You know, I can't enjoy it as much as I used to, you know.
Why?
Sure.
Yeah. My cholesterol being what it is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get there by 10, you get the good ones, you know. That's yes. my little tip. Got me a Tudor's cap I wear regularly.
Oh.
I heard Christy talking about what these women are doing now to the bodies of wasting all the money and treating their undercarriage like Candyland boys.
That's
yep. rejuvenation. Yep. Made me uh-huh. kick a shine to hearing about it, you know. It's as stupid as it gets. I'd never date a guy like that. Now, I did have me a lot lizard one time. And I'll tell it. I think I speak for all men as a lifelong truck driver. Nobody wants to drive anything after the engine's been rebuilt.
Yes.
You just know in the back of your head, his timing belt's probably going to break on it.
You're just buying somebody else's
lot
problem.
Lizard one time that she didn't have that procedure done, but she had one kindly felt like it on the couch. She had her bridge work corrected.
Thank you.
Oh, it's good to see Fox and Friends are back together. Nice to see all five back on the same couch.
Sure.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Floyd. Safe out there.
Oh, boy.
Certainly worth the wait.
Yeah, that was very, very helpful. I'm
and
sorry.
That's Chris. Sports.
Oh, that was our sports
oh,
cast.
Are you done?
No, we're done.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always go ahead. Be in a bad mood. Christy!
Not in a bad mood.
Oh.
A shark bit a girl's calf as she swam off North Carolina's southeast coast.
A
be on the lookout.
What? A girl's what?
Calf.
Oh, calf.
Yeah, right.
I thought she said calf. Cat.
Calf.
Well, why was she swimming with a calf anyway?
Well, swimming with a
calf.
Fresh veal.
I was going to attract sharks.
I was swimming with the pigs a few weeks ago in the Bahamas.
Exactly.
You didn't get bit, though, did you?
Very similar, no.
Do they come close to you?
The pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they swim right up to you.
Do you
touch
them?
You know, even if they don't defecate while you're in the water with them, they don't wipe. So I'm the way you are. About
yeah,
feces,
I am shocked by this.
You're in the ocean, okay? It's fine. You're whatever chest deep in the ocean, and the pigs swim by. And
do you touch them?
Well, here's the thing: you have a cup full of hot dogs.
Yes.
I was told they were not pork based hot dogs. They
all
were beef.
Beef.
And then you take a skewer stick,
right.
And you put a you know like an inch of worth of hot dog on it, and the pigs swim up to you, and you put your arm to the side, and the pig swims to the side, takes the thing, and then it does a U-turn coming back for more. The trick is when you run out of hot dogs, you've got to push them away toward the shore because they think you're going to be giving them more food. And you
do they ram you when you run out of food?
Well, yeah, that's where you got to push them to the side.
Do they make noise?
Oh, yeah. And everyone's laughing so hard because it's so bizarre. Here you are on this gorgeous Caribbean day, and there's pigs all over the place swimming. A couple of my kids were with me. They were dying of laughter.
I bet.
Any of the restaurants have, like, fresh pork chops or anything?
Yeah, did you notice that? Any?
Didn't notice it. I would assume that they do. But
By the way, she's okay.
She was bitten by a shark while...
She was bitten by a shark while playing in the surf.
Didn't say what kind of shark?
I heard that shark attacks are way down, like the lowest they've ever been.
Something to be a juvenile shark wound was not life-threatening. She was taken to a hospital in Wilmington.
There were two in Jacksonville a month ago.
I think it's down.
They're still down.
First time in 100 years.
I think it's down because the algae is so bad, people aren't in the water.
How many shark attacks in Hastings?
Hastings, Nebraska?
That's right.
Strangely, they're up one. Very
shark.
Bizarre story.
I'm the shark guy. I got a shark out by
next. Sorry.
From North Carolina to South Carolina, where a school district is getting rid of snow days. I didn't realize snow days were a thing for South Carolina, but apparently they are. Anderson School District 5 will be the first school district in the state to replace snow days with online classes.
Hate.
Oh, what?
My school does this.
So the kids, they get a snow day, but then they have to go online and take class?
My school does this.
Boo on your school.
No, because then you don't have to make them up at the end of the year.
Oh,
because
if the kids miss a day of school, they're not going to be successful in life.
Yeah,
they
one day.
They make them make it up at the end of the year.
We need to find some of these administrators and publicly hang them.
According to the district.
You know, it's nice to have a day off and have nothing to do when you're a kid.
Yes, of course.
Sit at home.
Do you let your kids just sit at home and do nothing?
Oh, I'm my two-year-old right now. I've got her playing with matches at
the
house.
According
to
the district.
Snow days are part of life.
You don't leave your kids alone for a second.
Well, they're little. At the point, I mean, what, are you telling me you didn't love a snow day?
Exactly. This is terrible.
According to the district's Facebook post, it is part of an e-learning pilot program which allows students to access work from home through Google Classroom on their Chromebooks. The school district added the students do not need Wi-Fi to do their work, provided the assignments are downloaded in advance.
Ugh.
The new policy will start with this 2018-2019 school year.
It should be against the law. I'm so... This is...
Okay,
Chuck,
Josh,
how can you be for this?
But I'm for it because when you have to make the snow days up at the end of the year, mm-hmm. it messes up camp, it messes up school.
Well, it used to be
vacations.
If you went over like 5 snow days.
I think they build in 2 now in our
2.
Maybe 2.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Yeah, you're right.
Don't have fun, you commie kids. We're sending you to school on your day off. School starts August 1st. Can't go to the fair.
Yeah.
This has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah,
though, right?
It has. It's just in South Carolina.
That's the international.
I would never make my
kids.
I would not make my kids do it, and I would send notes to the teacher saying my kids will not be doing homework on any snow day. And if you punish them, you're a piece of crap.
Well, good luck with that, Josh.
Ugh.
In fact, one of our schools has built-in e-days once a month where you don't go to school at all. You do all your work online.
Well, that's fine. It's a replacement.
No, yeah. That's the day you play Fortnite all day. Hey, the school gave me a computer. Cool. Can we get porn on it?
The amount of days of school don't mean anything. It's the quality of the teaching that happens when you have.
They won't acknowledge that. All these schools, it has to be, it's all quantitative. And, they've got to go this many days.
And they have to take tests.
God forbid they take a day and go to the zoo.
It's all test-based.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Take a test.
Meanwhile, these kids graduate and they can't write a check or they can't change a tire.
Yep.
It's awful.
I think the important thing to know is that we don't have to worry about it because we're out.
Okay? I'm going to have to worry about it eventually.
I have to worry about it.
I still have a kid in school.
Didn't
you love a snow day?
Yeah, it was the greatest.
Yes.
It was a nice respite.
How about having an entire summer off instead of having to go to school an extra couple weeks?
I always start
of course.
Wednesday.
Because of the snow.
No. you plan in like 7 snow days.
Remember when we had three whole months off? June,
yes.
July, August?
Memorial Day to Labor Day?
Yep.
Of course.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I guarantee our test scores were better then, too.
Hey, darn right they were. And another thing, we didn't have to go to school with those minorities either, I tell you that.
Yeah, that's what this is. That's it. That's what's going on here, of course. You idiot.
That's what people like him always do. Whenever we're trying to have a logical conversation, they throw race in or sex or gender or whatever the hell.
Yeah, we all went to school with the same sex. Am I right, Tom?
That's right.
You're darn right.
It's me and the boys, and I wore a tie.
You didn't have to worry about
everything was fine except
around.
Except that one teacher that had the big dog. Turned out he was trying to attract other boys over to...
Yeah, hey, it's all you got.
We'll be back.
People
with...
like that. Yes. He always brings up assault.
Mr. Johnson said he was kind of pervy. Oh, sorry.
At least the school superintendents are making $400,000 a year, and they can actually take a snow day when...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.